Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Well, you know, everybody has one. A lot of people don't admit that they have one, but a lot of people have one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, Carla has one. I'm not sure if Monica got one. This right here is work husband.
Oh,
work,
yeah.
Husband.
You're my work,
all right,
husband.
All you fellas out there that's rolling, trust and believe, your wife has a work husband. All right? Mm-hmm. Take a listen here. Here we go, cat dog. Work husband.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary.
Who's this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call her work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up. Because I may be a little sleep. What? Did you say a husband?
No. Nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm a work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they'd be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just something, you know, playful they'd be saying. You know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's a work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy at all, man.
Okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you, how long have you and Pam been married?
wait, what's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you do? If you don't mind me asking, how much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do mind you. Hold up. How'd you get this number again, man?
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa. Bagger. Out of my wife's phone?
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even answer. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off a desk, man. I wanted to reach out to you, man, and kind of have like a private conversation with you. That's all.
Well, what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me? Dude, I mean, this husband thing is really blowing me right now.
No, it's just a work husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like, I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job, or, you know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
Wait, my wife don't even like donuts. And we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey, man, listen, I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the do you mean, how long we going to be married? What's your name again? Tory?
Tony, man. Tony.
Tony, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on. Let me call my wife. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Hello? Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam, you better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Now, Tory.
Hello?
Yes. Are you still
there?
But
why you do that? Why you call her, man? This is supposed to be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you? You my wife's work husband. It ain't but one husband up in here. One.
I
she
understand.
Got my last name,
that's
and she don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday. I'm so glad because I got all weekend to think about that whooping I'm going to give you. Because this out here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, all I'm trying to say, man,
wife up there early and I want to see your black.
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is if you don't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking, man. I'm just trying to have a night.
Work out, partner. All we need to work out is be there Monday because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my.
Okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there
and go work
back. I'm not trying. Look, all I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see and go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam. I just call Pam.
Oh, she's about to call me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. Yeah, we're gonna wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my on this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
If I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, oh, it's going to be a lay-down night tonight.
Yeah, ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby. I mean, ain't nobody finna do nothing to Pam.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Until Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Say Monday.
No, I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say. You
ain't got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, guess what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Eric.
Well, that Eric put you up to this. Yeah, I'm so glad this is a joke. Somebody was about to die. I'm a fishy Eric. So.
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Man, yeah, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
To all you work wives out there, what it do?
Work.
All you work wives, what it do, baby?
Some people are
Nephew
right
coming
now.
To town, Montgomery to the Gump, baby. Y'all don't want to miss this show, man. I'm telling you, this is going to be a good one. Montgomery, Alabama, the 30th, that's Saturday night of March. Get your tickets, they on sale right now at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. It's me, celebrity, the comedian, J.J. Williamson, and my man, Earthquake. We shaking it up. All right, laying in the cut, Uncle Steve. April 5th, April Fool's Comedy Jam. It is star-studded. You got Lonnie Love. You got Brian Hooks, Jonte Wayans, Tracy Morgan. All of this is hosted by Rip Michaels. You got Justin Larrius. You got Coco Brown. You got D.L. Hughley. You got Bruce. I got to take a breath. You got Tory Hart.
9.
You got Nephew Tommy.
10.
Did I get everybody?
No, hell
DJ
no,
by
13 of y'all. 12.
DJ by DJ Envy.
It's 13 of y'all.
I did 13.
How much time is that up?
I saw The Fly. That's a 9-hour comedy show.
New York City at the Barclays, Brooklyn and the House, Friday night, April the 5th. Tickets on sale right now.
Whew. All right. You're tired just talking about it, Tommy.
Man, boy.
Come on, BK.
All right. Thank you, nephew. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.